Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. For the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Aaron Stewart is our guest, and he's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our blockchain experts. He's not just talking about it, folks. He's not just a pretty face talking about blockchain. He's actually doing it. He's making it happen in his company. His company, Job.com, is a blockchain recruitment platform, and he is making it happen. And we love talking to people who not only know what they're talking about, but they're actually doing it. They're executing on what they know. Aaron, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on your great success. We look forward to hearing more about that going forward. Talk to us now about, as you and I talked about off the air there a minute ago, Aaron, one of the reasons why I think people are having a problem appreciating and getting their heads around blockchain is we don't need blockchain to do business the way, if we're still doing business today, the way we have certain transactions, certain relationships, that the way we do business with those people, that company, hasn't changed in 50 years. We don't need a blockchain for that. But the new way of going to market, the new way of reaching customers, the digital way of acquiring leverage through people or machines or whatever, those new applications will require blockchain. And so now, instead of so much on blockchain, talk to us about those future ways of doing business, and we'll stipulate that those will require blockchain. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, and it's the classic case of kind of learning from the past, you know, and I'm sure there's some, you know, larger businesses that wish they'd listened to maybe the market indicators, you know, Toys R Us, Blockbusters. You know, they were like, oh, we're perfectly fine renting DVDs to our customers. They keep coming in store, and then lo and behold, Netflix destroyed their business. And Toys R Us, we're perfectly good selling through, you know, big box retail, and then, you know, Amazon destroyed their business. And it's the same kind of with blockchain. You know, the future is, as a company, whether you're large, small, or, you know, you're a micro business, doesn't matter. You know, you need to be looking at the processes that you do to fulfill your customer needs and how you should be utilizing technology in order to facilitate that. And maybe many of the listeners here now have kind of got their head around having a website and some e-commerce, stuff like that, which is fantastic. But in reality, that's been going on for two decades now. You need to figure out how you can improve and streamline the relationships between your customers and you by utilizing blockchain technology to increase trust, transparency, to offer something competitively over your competition, which allows you to grow. Because all there is the danger of, like anything now, technology is weaved within every business. Whether you're not a technology business or you are impacted by technology, and it's only going to get stronger. And it will put you in a position where if you don't want to embrace it or if you try to ignore it, it may end up becoming, you know, it may impact the way that you do business or might impair you from growing or being as competitive as the other people you're in competition with.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question about it. And so what's going to happen for small businesses, Aaron, is nobody's going to flip a switch. And blockchain's not going to put you out of business because somebody flipped a switch in one day and now, you know, you're out of business. But it's going to be gradual. But it's not going to be slowly gradual. It's going to be a little faster than maybe we would like. And what I think is going to happen is one day a B2B small business is going to get an RFP request. And in that RFP request is the requirement that you understand that some or all of that relationship in that RFP is going to be based on a blockchain.
Yep.
And so here's this company that maybe you've made a living with over the years. They've been a big part of your business, and you've always counted on being competitive with the RFPs. And all of a sudden, they're asking you to know something that you don't know. If you aren't prepared for that, I believe that RFP is on the horizon. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. It is on the horizon. And I think whereas, you know, it's taken about 20 years for the internet to kill certain businesses, you know, that were previously hugely successful, and, you know, retailers and stuff, I think it's probably going to take another 10 years for blockchain to maybe kill off.
Which is twice as fast, folks. And Aaron, that's what I mean. That's what I mean when I say blockchain is going to make the internet look like a small disruptor compared to blockchain.
Yeah, and it will, you know, because it, you know, what we're dawning on right now, and I guess one thing that you can thank for this kind of, you know, this crypto gold rush is so many people are now focusing and making and placing energy, even in the financial markets. Major financial institutions are paying a lot of attention now to blockchain.
That's right, because they're the ones in the most jeopardy from blockchain. Hey, Aaron, I've got to wrap it up. Job.com, folks, job.com. Aaron Stewart, will you come back again real soon?
Of course I would. It's always a pleasure.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.